Welcome back, everyone. It's me again. For the next few minutes, we're going to be talking J3. Specifically, we're going to be rounding up the action from last weekend, round 29. A historic occasion in some ways, particularly because the champions Blaubitz Akita finally lost for the first time this season at the 29th time of asking. They were beaten 1-0 at home by Toyama. It was Shu Hiramatsu who swept home the winning goal just before the half hour. Almost as incredible, it's the first time Akita have been behind in a game all season and they ended up going on to lose. I think in fairness, you know, after winning the title in the previous midweek, there are perhaps a few players with sore heads or even full-blown hangovers. I know I would probably be in no fit state to run around after some a party like that. So Akita finally beaten, so they won't be the invincibles of J3 this year, but I don't think they'll be too bothered. They're the champions, and they can afford to have an off day now. So yeah, they were beaten 1-0 at home by Toyama. So we know that Akita are the champions, but as ever, it's the race for second place, which is more and more complicated by the week. It's Sagamihara who are in second place at the moment. This is because they won 1-0 away at Kagoshima with a goal in second half stoppage time. Sagamihara's goalkeeper Victor made some good saves in both halves of this game, and both of Sagamihara's Brazilian strikers Romulo and Yuri managed to hit the woodwork in the first half. It looked like the game was going to finish in a goalless draw, but a winner eventually came from Naoki Kanuma, who swept home after a very quick an impressive counter-attack from Sagamihara. That was in second half stoppage time, as I mentioned. For Sagamihara, kind of amazing. They've moved into second place, but this was their first win in six matches. They'd drawn five in a row before this one. So whether that form will be good enough for them to hold on to second place, we'll really have to wait and see over the next five rounds, I suppose. Now, Nagano and Gifu, they're the teams in third and fourth in the table, respectively, just a single point behind Sagamihara. Nagano lost for the second consecutive game. This time it was 1-0 away at Numazu. This is thanks to a very late penalty, which was scored by Kazuki Someya. There just 3 minutes left on the clock when this penalty went in. This was after the Nagano player Numazu player Takuya Sugai had been upended in the penalty area by Keita Yoshioka. Now, Nagano losing two games in a row, they seem to be losing their mojo at just the wrong time with five games left in the J3 season. Whether they can get back into form in time, we'll wait and see. Gifu won 2-1 at home against Fujieda, and Gifu went in front just before half-time. Shota Kawanishi converting a low cross from Hiroyuki Takasaki out wide on the right. Fujieda made a double change just before the hour in this game. Yasuhito Morishima and Tatsuya Yazawa coming on, and these two substitutes combined for Yazawa to equalise for Fujieda with a header in the 63rd minute. Gifu had a super sub of their own to call upon, though, Yuta Togashi. He came off the bench with 15 minutes to go, and in the 83rd minute scored the winner after being played in by Kawanishi. So one goal, one assist for Kawanishi, and the winning goal for Togashi. Two straight wins for Gifu, which doesn't sound too impressive on paper, but when you compare it to the rest of the promotion-chasing pack, they're the team in form at the moment. Everybody else is dropping points all over the place. Talking of dropping points, 5th place Kumamoto and 6th place Tottori are 2 points further back on 47 points at the moment. Kumamoto drew 1-1 away at the bottom side, Seretse Osaka's under-23 team, on Sunday. Kaito Taniguchi headed Kumamoto into the lead in the first half, but this goal was cancelled out by a brilliant free kick from Kaili Shimbo 7 minutes into the second period for Seretse's youngsters. So that game finished 1-1. And as I mentioned, Kumamoto, they're only 3 points off second place, which is good, but they're playing very poorly. No wins in any of their last five matches. So again, just like Nagano, but even worse, really. Their form's deserting them at a critical point in the season. Likewise, Tottori, they went down to a surprise 2-1 defeat at home to Hachinohe in round 29. Bad first half for Tottori here at Yajin Stadium. In the 37th minute, their captain, Masataka Kani, was shown a straight red card for a studs up tackle on Hachinohe's Tsubasa Ando. I don't think it was malicious, but it was dangerous. And in the end, yeah, Kani's studs went into the back of Ando's knee. So you can see why the referee produced the red card for that challenge. To make matters worse, the same player, Ando, then swept Hachinohe into the lead in first half stoppage time. So Hachinohe were 1-0 up at the break here, and it was 2-0 just before the hour when the defender Takafumi Sudo was able to tap in from close range following a free kick. So Hachinohe 2-0 up after an hour. Tottori did pull a goal back right at the end, a penalty scored by the veteran who's retiring at the end of the season, Fernandinho. This came after Hachinohe's Shu Maeda had brought down Naoto Misawa in the box. So Tottori losing at home to Hachinohe after playing much of the game with 10 men. A first defeat in 5 matches for Tottori, and they'd won 3 games in a row before this one. So yeah, perhaps they were due a defeat, but they'll be disappointed all the same. Just rounding up the other games from last weekend in J3, the 7th place team, Imabari, also had a kind of surprising defeat, 2-1 at home to Fukushima. The German striker Tokach put Fukushima ahead in this game. It's worth watching the highlights because Yuichi Komano, a veteran defender, we know his quality. He's ostensibly marking another Fukushima forward, Ismaila, in this move, but he ends up in the back of the goal net before Tokachi actually pulls the trigger and scores. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a professional football manager, but I kind of want my defenders on the goal line rather than behind it. So a kind of strange tableau if you watch the highlights for this goal. But Fukushima were in front thanks to Tokach. Kazuki Okayama equalised for Imabari when Takafumi Yamada's shot came back off the inside of the post. And there was late drama here. Imabari's goalkeeper Shinji Okada, who'd actually come on at half time to replace Tomohito Shugyo, the goalkeeper who'd started the game, I presume he had an injury, he had to be replaced at half time. It was Shinji Okada who came in. Unfortunately, he couldn't hold on to a shot from outside the box. He spilled it, and Fukushima's captain Ryosuke Tamura was on hand just to tap in from very close range. That was with just 5 minutes left, and it proved to be the winner. Imabari couldn't respond, and Fukushima ended up winning 2-1. A first loss in 6 games for Imabari. We know it's their first season in J3. I don't think promotion was the target, but they're only 4 points off second place. So yeah, with 5 games to go, I guess you never know. Elsewhere, Kamatamare Sanuki won 1-0 away at YSCC. This was thanks to a 91st-minute own goal from the home side. The centre-back Hayato Ikegaya got the last touch to take the ball over the goal line there. And Gruja Morioka Iwate won 1-0 on the road at Gamba Osaka's under-23 side thanks to an 8th-minute goal from their Brazilian midfielder Morelato, an absolute thunderbolt from his left foot. That was enough to earn his side all 3 points in this one. I think he might be attracting a few admirers with goals like that, Morelato. He scored more than one kind of left-footed arrow this season. Perhaps he'll be moving a little bit higher up the J3 or even into J2 for next season in terms of transfers. But yes, Iwate won 1-0 in this game away at Gamba Osaka's under-23s. Okay, just a quick look ahead to the round 30 games then, coming up this weekend. The key fixtures, 2 big games on Saturday and 2 big games on Sunday. So a pleasing symmetry there, I suppose. On Saturday, 4th place Gifu travel to Saniki. That's 16th place hosting 4th place. And there's a big game, in Kanagawa Prefecture, Sagamihara hosting Tottori. So 2nd place hosting 6th. And the big games on Sunday, Nagano, 2 straight defeats, of course, but still in 3rd place. Nagano, they host Imabari, so 3rd place against 7th place there. And another big game, Kumamoto in 5th are hosting champions Akita. 5th place versus 1st place. Kumamoto need a win from just anywhere, however they can get it, just to get them out of this slump in form they've been in recently. So I think there are 4 big games to look forward to in round 30 at the weekend. Okay, I think that's all for this week's extra time content. Sorry it was just me Yeah, I know it's more fun when I've got Stuart to bounce off. So yeah, I appreciate that. I agree. Hopefully we'll be back and chatting next week. But thanks as always for listening, downloading. If you back the JTalk podcast, if you back us on Patreon as well with cold hard cash, we're very grateful. We appreciate that very much as well. Hope everybody enjoyed the show, and yeah, enjoy the football at the weekend. It's getting exciting at the top of J2 and J3. Okay, enjoy your football, and yeah, that's all for me. Bye for now.